I was going to say, actually, it was very funny, actually, I got here at all today. No idea. About a month ago, because, what's the day? That's right. Well, this is on the Monday. And I was sitting home watching the telly. Nothing on, mind you, but you get used to that position, sort of. And the phone rang. I thought, hello, the phone hath rung. Whom can it be? Whom? So I answered it. And there was this voice on the other end. Nice girl. She said, oh, yes. This is the Minister of Defence here. We'd like to talk to you. So I accepted the charge. And, Excuse me. Have we started? What are you going to say? Well, aren't they fools? I said, what? Nincompoops, they're nincompoops. I said, I've been waffling on here, see, while they got ready. You see, it's so, you make me feel such a fool. Nincompoopery, I'm confined. Shut your face, you. Yeah, well, what camera are we on? We on now, are we? On the telly. Good afternight. Good afternight. This is the viewers. Welcome aboard the Ark Royal, where I am in the process of addressing some of the personnel. Cool. Now, if you'll pardon me, I was on the phone. Thank you. Now, so... So, anyway, this voice was on the phone now, a man. Very posh. He said, are you hard? He said, are you hard? I said, no, I'm not at the moment, no. I haven't been for some time either. I said, my name is Howard, with an E, Howard, not Howard. Oh, he said, jolly good. Yes. Well, now look, I heard. I thought, I thought there's no point in elucidating. It's like talking to a fog. Anyway. So I said, well, he said, oh, Minister of Defence. I said, hello, Min, how are you? I thought, strike back at once. Let him know his boss. So I said, what could I do? He said, well, we've had a leak here in the office. I said, you have? And you're phoning to tell me this? I said, surely this is classified information, isn't it? He said, don't be obtuse, absurd, he said. No, we have found out, he said, that some television company is sending you some TV crowd, sending you to Jibbers, is that right? I said, yes, sir, to Jibbers. On Sutters, in the mornings. I thought, two can play at this game. Mind you, not a titter. No, I thought, there's no sense in wasting good gags on him. So... Mocking Francis. They know how to hurt. Naughty, you're naughty. Now, I'm sorry, sir, I was just talking to this lot. So, I said, what did you want? Well, he said, when you're over, he said, in Jib, talking to our people, he said, want to try and raise morale. He said, try and perk them up. So I said, well, yes, he said, you see, as you know, he said, we're planning to slash half the Navy. So try and sell them the idea it's an achievement. So, I said, oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I will, sir. I do my duty as always to my country. Thank you, sir. Yeah, oh, any time. Call upon me. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Cheeky bugger. First person I met when I got aboard was, of course, the captain. And the captain was there. And they told me I was very lucky, really, because they said he rarely ventures out of his cabin. And very rarely emerges out of the cabin. Apparently, he's very shy, they told me. And so, but nice. Anyway, have you met him? I can't I can introduce him if you want, you know. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So... No, he's a nice little man. Underneath. And, anyway, he said, tell me, are you hard? I thought, oh, dear God, here we go. Do they all have trusses on? Do they? I said, yes, Howard, sir. Oh, he said, yeah, well, come this way. He said, I'll show you into my inner sanctum. So I thought, when in Rome. When in Rome. And anyway, he's a lovely den. He's got a beautiful den. Oh, yes. Or Laura Ashley, and he's really... and he's got this wonderful four-poster hammock. It is really, no, it really is, I mean, and he looked very nice there in the den there, you know, in his black leather. And, no, I didn't mind that. Oh, no, I didn't mind. No, it was those whips around the wall I didn't like, because, no, no. No, I didn't, but, yes, anyway, what's the day? Well, on the Tuesday. Why don't you four join hands and try and contact the living? Those four there. Hey. No, what? I was summoned by this crowd, this TV crowd, to their penthouse. And this is the boss, the big man, said, oh, look, Mush, because he's as common as muck. So, he said, what we want is this. He said, we want audience participation. Now, he said, people like to see themselves on the television. Audiences like to see themselves, he said. That's what's successful. So, we want some participation. So, he said, you know, talking, you know, talking to them, they talk to you, to-ing and fro-ing, intercourse. So, no, it's the first time he's bucked up all the afternoon. Now, let's start the participation. Who looks kind? Who looks kind to participate? Ah! There. He's got a kind face, a little pixie face. Look. Who's a pixie, isn't who? Who's a pixie? He's a pixie face. What is your name?
Nick,
I see. Ah, well now, Nick, what rank are you, by the way?
Sub-lieutenant.
Oh, I beg your pardon. You're an officer?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Okay. I'll speak very slowly. Now. What would you like to ask me? Do you understand the question? Well, say something, it's only goodbye. Say something like, how long have you been in show business?
How long have you been in show business?
Mind your own bloody business. Now, I tell you see? Now, we've got a rapport straight away. Do you understand that? Something big could grow out of this, Nick. Don't worry. All right, now, anybody, let's see. Anybody else? Wait a minute. Oh, you. You've got your hand up. Assume it's your hand, is it? Now, you're going to help me in the act, are you? I'm going to rephrase that, yeah. What, you shut your face, you. Big butch beard he's got on there. He thinks he's... Tell me, sir, where are you?
Oh, here.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Sting. Sting.
I thought that was a group. Is it just you? Sting? Really? Well, if you say so. What do you do on the show?
I'm a radio maintainer.
Ah, what does that mean exactly?
Well, essentially, I look after the integrated communication system. It covers anything in the high-frequency band, like aerials to amplifiers, radio transmitters, typewriters, microphones, headsets.
Excuse me, Nick. We don't want a mini-series. We don't want a mini-series. Thank God we're not doing this as your life. We'd be here all night, wouldn't we? Do you want to ask me a question or something?
Have you ever been in the Navy?
Have I ever been in the Navy?
Yes.
Now, do I look like an ex-Matalo?
No.
Is that obvious, is it? Is that obvious? I'd like to have joined. I really would. I was keen as mustard. Keen as mustard. Where's the pixie? Yeah. Have you heard of the HMS Victory in Portsmouth? And, I went there, actually. I went down to the, you know, there to get a feel. And, wait a minute. Get out. Go back to your bunk. Alone. Now. Anyway, I was walking around this quarter deck, you know, and God help us, I didn't half help myself. There was I tripped, and right onto this cannonball, whacking great thing. God, knocked me senseless. I'm stupefied. And yeah, and I got up, and there was, oh God, I tripped, and there was this damn plaque on the floor. Lord Nelson fell here. What a silly place to leave the damn thing. It's so stupid. So there we are. But I'd like to join the Navy. I really would. Because, I mean, you must have such fun. Oh, it's a fun palace. A fun palace. Look at it. It's a fun palace. Jollity upon jollity. Oh, jollity. Pardon?
It's not all fun. There's a lot of hard work.
Oh, I stand reprimanded. I'm sorry. What do you do on this boat?
Ship.
Pardon?
It's a ship.
Or an expert. look, cocky lugs. Tell me, how long is it? Wait a minute. How long is the Ark Royal?
No idea.
But how wide is it?
Don't know.
But have you got an idea how fast can it go?
Quite fast.
Are you sure you're not a stowaway? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the next Admiral of the Fleet. Anybody else? Any more? Any customers, sir?
Please.
Where? Oh, yes.
You said you didn't join the Navy, so what did you do?
I have never been so humiliated. Not since the last time I paid for it. Now, how dare you? How very, very dare you? Anyway, yes, sir.
I've got a question.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. What's your name?
It's Dave.
Dave. Oh, Dave, okay. What's your question?
When I leave the Navy, I want to be a comic. Do you have any advice, please?
Well, you flatter me, I must say. I'm very surprised. What sort of comic do you want to be?
Oh, I'd like to be a funny one.
Can you lip read? Well, piss off. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Dave, do you want to be a stand-up comic or alternative comic, or what kind of comic do you want to be?
Stand-up comic.
Stand-up, oh, yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what, advice, get your feet. You see, there you are. He's got the makings, isn't he, you see? What you want is some basics, if you're going to be a comedian, you know, for a long career. Yeah. Basic stuff like catchphrases, things like that. Sort of, oh, nay, nay, thrice nay, and yea, again, nay. Such a face. And no, this is no. And oh, not on your Nelly. I was amazed. Oh, oh, you see? Right, let's have you then.
Hey, not on your Nelly.
Nay, thrice. Nay, 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 thrice nay.
Nay, nay, and thrice nay.
That's right.
Titter you not, at your face. Ooh.
No. Wait. Dave. Dave. Is this the ooh? just the ooh at the end. Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, higher. Grasp something. Grasp. Oh, that's it. Not too much. That's enough. Don't strain yourself, spoil your weekend, all right? The thing is, you can... I'm going to say that... Yeah, park yourself. I'll tell you why. What I was going to say that what you need if you're going to be a comic is what we call taglines. Have you heard of that, taglines? I mean, I'll tell you a very good... This is a marvellous tagline. That doesn't belong to me. That belongs to the donkey. Now... I know it doesn't make much sense because you haven't heard the rest of the joke, but see, I can't go into details, we'll be here all day, but that's the point. Have you got any good taglines?
Yeah, I've got two or three.
All right, have you got any good jokes to go with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you put a close-up on me then? Put a close-up, right. Go.
Right, okay. There was these two nuns with a big cucumber.
Wait a minute. Dear God, if that's the first line, God knows what the tagline's going to be like. All right, I'll tell you what, Dave, you come round and see me afterwards, I'll tell you that I'm at the donkey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, anybody else now?
Please.
Uh-oh. Oh, sounds like hi. Oh, it's a lady. Yes. Madam, what's your name?
Diane.
What can I do for you, I hope? Lust.
But you've been a comedian for an awful long time now, and I was...
Excuse me. I wasn't very keen on the awful, but it's a bad start, dear. See, sometimes you lose the will to live, I'll tell you. Never mind.
I was just wondering, what was the first joke you ever said in entertainment?
You think now. Actually, see, I started telling jokes when I was in the army, and I was stationed near Southend. Do you know Southend in Essex? And I was stationed near there, a place called Shoeburyness, and I used to come into Southend sometimes in the blackouts to go to a dance or something. You see, and this night I was at a dance, and this at the Naffy, and this girl was there, and she was very nice. And so after this dance, I said to her, "May I see you home?" And she said, "Thank you very much." I said, "Actually, where do you live?" She said, "Oh, not for well." She said, "Actually, I live on a farm." She said, "It's not very far from me. It's about half an hour's walk." So I said, "Oh, that's fine." And she said, "The only thing is," she said, "I've got a couple of packages." She said, "I live on a farm, and I've got a couple of packages to pick up from my uncle to take back home to the farm. Would you mind?" So I said, no, we'll call in. So I said, "What are they?" She said, two ducks. So I said, "Ducks?" She said, "Oh, they're not dead. They're alive." I said, "But she said, no, they won't flap." She said, "They're all sort of bound up a bit." So I said, "All right, then." So we went down to this uncle, you see, and he gave me these two ducks. So I said, "Well, perfect gentleman." I said, "Look, I'll carry it. I'll put one." So I put one under each arm, these damn ducks. Okay? And off we traipsed down through this dark, pitch black, across this field, and down this lane, and all of a sudden this girl fell back against a hedge, you see. And she said, "Oh, who are they? I said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" She said, "I'm frightened." I said, "What are you frightened of?" She said, "I'm frightened of you." I said, "Why frightened of me?" She said, "Yes, I'm frightened you're going to try and make love to me." I said, "How the hell can I make love to you with a duck under each arm?" Well, she said, "I could hold them for you, couldn't I?" I mean, she... Yeah, I didn't want to... let's see, wait, play it. Yeah. What's your name?
David.
From where?
The Isle of Man.
Yeah, have you got any questions or what? What's...
Yeah, have you ever worked on a ship before?
I don't do much of entertaining on ships very much, because when I go on, I like to have a holiday, you know, get away. And the last cruise I went on was a disaster. We were down, it was hot, down the Med it was. And it was the people, you know, the drunks, the losers, nymphomaniacs. And that was just the crew. And it was a real... all these deck games, they'd play deck games. And it was damned hot, you know. And this woman, dear God, this woman came up to me. She was a big woman. And she had this little bikini. Well, I mean, oh, I thought, oh, God, look at that. Oh. She said, excuse me, she said, have you seen my coit? So, I said, I should think I'm the only one who hasn't. Oh. Anybody here from Manchester? Good. You know the Union Canal? Grand Union? No, the Grand, is this the Grand Union, isn't it? Manchester. Manchester Ship Canal. Yeah, well, that's the, eh? Yeah, ship. You know, joint Tarzan up there. Yeah, Manchester Ship Canal. I was playing the clubs then. This was, early in my career, about 10 years ago. And I was, all right then, 15, if you want to be precise. And we were going around these, I was going around these clubs. And I wasn't getting much money. I was penniless. And so I thought myself, how the devil am I going to get back to London? And I was in this pub, see, talking to this bargee, as you do. He said, well, I'll tell you what, he said, come down with me. I'm going down, you know, down the canal, all the way. So I said, it'll take a long while. Well, I said, beggars can't be choosers. So he said, the only thing is that if you can put up with the smell. So I said, you're not trying to be offensive, are you? He said, no. He said, I'm carrying 20 tons of manure. So I said, 20 tons of manure? Oh, that's it. That doesn't matter. Fine. So we started, you see. And we went down this canal about 5 miles. There was a lock. And this lock keeper bawled out, what do you got on board? So he bawled out, 20 tons of manure and a comic called Frankie Howard. He said, all right, then go on. So we went another 5-10 miles. Same, what do you got down on board? He said, 20 tons of manure and a comic called Frankie Howard. So we went on another lot. I thought, God, we never get there. About 15 miles, this lock again, the same procedure. What are you carrying? 20 tons of manure and a comic called Frankie Howard. I said, look, after, I said, we're getting near the West End now, if you don't mind. The West End of London, I said. When he asked you next time, I said, would you make sure I'm top of the bill? He said, certainly I will, certainly. So we came to the next line. Yeah, what you carrying, buddy? He said, Frankie Howard, he said, and a load of crap. Does that suit you? I've got to tell you now, I know what you're all agog. You are all agog. I know why. You're dying to hear the one about the donkey. Scream. And, no, pardon? Are we fit?
Time's up.
Well, someone's, who's calling me? Are we out? Oh, God. We're finished. We're off. I'm sorry, lady. Oh, what a damn shame. I tell you what, next time I come aboard, remind me to tell you the one about the donkey. Don't forget now. All right, then. So anyway, thank you very much for being such a marvellous audience. Thank you, and all the best. And up the Ark Royal, and up the Navy. God, thank you very much.